This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, Lombardi Line, week three college football. Hope you're having a great Saturday as we get the weekend rolling. Remember, Lombardi Line here on Saturdays and Sundays. Well, 365 as we say hi. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Michael Lombardi hanging out at the Borgata on his throne there in Atlantic City. Look at him. He's got a smile. He's ready to go. Notre Dame. Well, before we get to Notre Dame and Purdue, because Notre Dame hasn't looked right. Maybe they get right. We have a new segment. What's the spread? So let's go ahead and throw up an example of what to do when it comes to what's the spread. And it happens to be Michael Lombardi. Look at the big guy. Look at him with the pizza outside. He's got the oven.
Yeah, that's the outdoor kitchen. Yeah, we made some pizzas there. Got my Daily Coach shirt on. You got to subscribe to the Daily Coach anytime you get that. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, we're getting better at making pizzas too, Patrick. We got to, you know, getting down there. It's a process. You know, you just don't become a pizza maker overnight.
No.
And it's like you don't become a handicapper overnight. You got to take a little time and put a little effort into it.
At VSiN Live, send your pictures in. Now, Brian Rogers did notice something. Are you starting a new trend? If we can throw that picture up one more time. Are you starting a new trend with how to wear an apron, or were you drunk?
No, because we had a hard time figuring out how to put that apron on, and we weren't drunk, and so you know that apron's made one appearance, and we haven't gone back to it. Now, we can't figure it out. We can't figure it out.
We did have a submission for What's the Spread from a couple of superstars. I want you to take a look at this picture, and the spread is a little weak. There you see it, two legends.
Oh man,
look at Bruce.
Look at this. This is in Bayhead. This is at the Dune Crest Cafe. It's up in Bayhead. These two guys, can you imagine this woman? I just read it online, too. This woman left the beach. She's turned the corner. She sees Springsteen talking to some other person, and she sees this little guy standing next to him, and oh, my God, it's John Cougar Mellencamp. And it's like, oh, she stops her car, she takes a picture, and these two guys are just out having lunch. Like, I live in Jersey. I've been to 1,000. I'm trying to meet the guy, and people are just walking down the street meeting him. Like, at some point, I'm just going to have to drive around and see if I can find it. He's been, the last week, he has been seen on the beaches of Jersey. It's like he took two pictures on the beach with some stranger just walked up to him. No security either. Nothing, Patrick. You know, when Berman goes to the beach, he's got security team following him down. He's got an advanced team. Then he's got a security team. This guy's just walking around like nothing.
Well, a couple of things. One, like Brian Rogers said, is there a picture that typifies America more than those two dudes in the picture? But secondly,
Mellencamp. He's got the scarf around
his neck.
It's 80 degrees. John, we're not in Indiana. It's 80 degrees. Speaking of Indiana, big one today, Cincinnati, Indiana.
You want to talk about Cincinnati, Indiana?
I'd like to talk a little bit about the Luke Fickell
angle is interesting as well. I don't know if he's a sleeper for that USC job, but he's got himself a program there. And we've always talked about how Cincinnati has been the feeder program, D'Antonio, Chip Kelly, your boy that went to Tennessee, of course. Butch Jones.
How about Mick Cronin? Mick Cronin leaving Cincinnati and going to UCLA and restoring their basketball program. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, Mellencamp is classic in that picture. Now, I'll say this about Mellencamp. He puts his money where his mouth. He donates a ton of money to Indiana. He was from Indiana. He lives in Indiana. You know, there's nothing like a good small town, Patrick. And he's given a lot of money to that football program. When they were in the old facility, he basically donated a ton of money to their old facility, which was kind of in the ground. You went down this escalator. It was magnificent in the old stadium. And now they built an outdoor complex, too. So it's really impressive.
Well, let's take a look at the number. And I expect you to wear a scarf like Mellencamp next Saturday.
I typically do. Yes, I do.
You're a big scarf guy.
I'll wear one today outside. Yeah.
Everybody knows
This is it. You know, look, do you have any faith in Indiana after you watch them against Iowa and basically just watch their offense not be able to move the ball whatsoever? I mean, do you have any faith in them at all?
I don't hate anybody, but I dislike Michael Penix Jr. at this point because he just, as you and I are discussing this game, he just threw another pick six. I mean, are you kidding me? This number opened actually 3, was bet up all the way to 4.5. So respect to Cincinnati, and has been bet down. Just it came back down a little bit to 3.5, but that's a lot of respect for an FCS program on the road at an Indiana team that was great last year, and they returned a ton of starters. This Cincinnati team is very good.
I mean, Cincinnati is very good, and Desmond Ryder's very good. We're talking, I know this was supposed to be the Heisman segment. I'm sorry, James Bond, but Ryder's certainly a candidate for the Heisman segment.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, this kid plays really well, and Fickell coaches defense. I mean, this is, I can't figure, who is this a bigger game for? Indiana to gain some restature within the college ranks, or Cincinnati to gain? If Cincinnati wins, everybody will say, well, Indiana's not very good anyway. But if Indiana wins, everybody's going to say, well, that's a pretty impressive win by Indiana.
Yep, and the Bearcat defense has been awesome. You mentioned Ritter and Ford continue to roll. Cincinnati, 3.5 on. If you told me, I'll go ahead and take a look at the look-ahead number for May, but think about this. This is what Fickell's done with this program. An Indiana team that was great in the Big Ten last year, catching 3.5 through the key number of 3 against an FCS school in Cincinnati. It's pretty incredible.
I'm just looking here. Tim Murray's all over Indiana. Our Tim Murray's all over Indiana.
There you have it. So take a look, and you can find those picks with Tim Murray and more. Let's go to vsin.com, point spread weekly. I mean, it's all there. Now, I will say, I'm looking at the total of 50. Where it opened was 51. So it's come down, and that's where I'm kind of looking here. Cincinnati's defense is tremendous, and we'll see against a big-time school like Indiana, or quote-unquote a big-time school. But the number's coming down,
Penix,
and I bet it under 51.
It comes down to Penix. I mean, if he plays like he did against Iowa, this won't be close. But if he plays like we've seen him play in the past, they've got a really good chance. And look, there's so many grad transfers over there on Indiana's defense that you got to think Tom Allen's got this team going back a little bit. I think sometimes we rush to judgment. These early games for some of these schools, you know, like I said, I would have preferred an appetizer for the Big Ten. Like Indiana to go play Iowa early. Now, we know Iowa's really good. I mean, they whooped Iowa State last week, right? They, you know, Bryce Purdy, they couldn't get going at Iowa State.
No, they could not. Now, let's stick in Indiana and talk about Purdue. So this you're calling him Purdue? This is Jeff Brom.
I always call him Purdue.
The hot seat's heating up for your boy Jeff Brom there at Purdue. Jack Plummer's played well. It popped in my head. Remember back in 2018 when they beat Ohio State 49-20? So that was the biggest win of the Brom era so far. But here they go, Purdue Notre Dame. We'll throw up the number here. This is a shaky Notre Dame start. Florida State, they escape, primetime game, late night Saturday. And then Toledo, they look shaky, but they do escape in that one as well. And as you take
Got lucky in Toledo. Toledo, they got lucky. I mean, if Toledo kneels it down, I mean, Toledo had a chance to win that game. They got very fortunate with Toledo. You know that.
They absolutely did. And we're taking a look at the number right now off the opener of 7, Notre Dame's bet up to 7.5, hosting Purdue. Michael, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Notre Dame, I'm going to dismiss that other game, that last week's game against Toledo as an exhausted moment. You know, coming off the Florida State, heat, humidity down there, overtime. I think both teams had a hard time recovering from that game. And that's one of the reasons why I think Baltimore and the Las Vegas Raiders will have a hard time getting up off the canvas this week. I mean, when you play those overtime games and you're tired, you're exhausted, and you're on a short week, I mean, the Raiders are going to have to play at 10 a.m. against Pittsburgh off a short week. They don't have Josh Jacobs. They have a bunch of injuries. I think what we don't realize in college, because we don't get the injury report, is how many injuries these guys have, and they're playing through them. You know, this is a moment, I think, for Purdue. I think for Notre Dame specifically, they should be back on track. And I think that ultimately is why this number is starting to go up a little bit towards Notre Dame.
Yeah, you see it creeping up there. How about the total? Taking a look right now, Purdue-Notre Dame, 58.5 opener. Really hasn't budged, still sitting 58.5. To me, the offenses have been pedestrian for both.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought Coons played well against Florida State.
He did.
To
be fair.
I thought he played really good against Florida State. I think I actually think he's played better than Ian Book at times. I really have. I mean, I would have never said that to start the season.
No, you know what? I shouldn't say pedestrian is not fair, although what Florida State did last weekend changed my perception of that defense a little bit.
Yeah, and understandable. There's no doubt. I mean, understandable. There is, you know, but look, I think Jake Plummer's, you know, he's a redshirt junior quarterback. I mean, they've got really good skill players. We shall see. I mean, they're good. Look, this is Purdue's moment. I think Brohm's a really good coach. I don't think Purdue's going to get a better coach than Jeff Brohm. I really don't. And I think they know that. And I think they're playing at home. It's always a battle. These kids are kind of Indiana-type players. You know, they're playing in Notre Dame. I thought they were playing in West Lafayette.
No, they've been shaky, though. Notre Dame, it'll be interesting to see. 7.5, I thought that number would stick right around 7. Purdue at Notre Dame. One that you mentioned yesterday, let's go Oklahoma State at Boise State. This is what I meant as far as both offenses being pedestrian.
Yeah.
Boise State doesn't resemble what they were as far as chucking the football around. Oklahoma State, this has been surprising. Spencer Sanders, who missed week one, wasn't great last week. Tulsa, no. Missouri State, they failed to score 30 points in both. This is an interesting game with Oklahoma State, Boise State. Boise State laying 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think to me, Oklahoma State's not the same team off. This is not a typical Mike Gundy-type offensive team. Spencer Sanders, they don't look right. They don't look explosive. They look like they've had a down year in recruiting. And I think it's showing up on the field. Boise State, I think, you know, Buckmeister is, you know, can he come back and play better? I think he will.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just not the typical offense we're expecting or used to with Gundy. You see the number 3.5, pregame total of 57 on the board right now. That number's actually come down a little bit. I expect a high-scoring game late night here, Boise State. We continue. You mentioned the Heisman numbers way too early. We'll get to those next as we continue along on a Saturday edition. Also, remember, get your spreads in. At VEASAN Live, you can send the pictures along the way. Week 3 college football, Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, First Bet has a special offer for new customers. Get an instant $10 free upon sign up. Earn $10 for every $1,000 wagered, up to $1,000. Again, visit VSiN.com/horses, Berman texted me, and VSiN.com/horses is where you're going to, I mean, literally, you can't make it up. Use the bonus code Vegas1000 to get that $10 for every $1,000 wagered. VSiN.com/horses for ExpressBet as we welcome you back. Of course, FCS, not Cincinnati. I'm talking group, all the group's chances and FCS hands today at Indiana. Now, Michael Lombardi, let's go to the basement.
Yeah.
The bottom 10,
yep, let's do it.
College football. As we take a look, I want you to go through your rankings here, and we'll get into some of the games and give you the numbers. But you take a look. We'll start with number 10, FIU.
Well, I think FIU's team is struggling. Obviously, they're not in the bottom 10 if they weren't struggling. You know, that they have not been able to cover. I think when you look at Temple going forward, Temple is really, their program has been disappointing the last 2 years. UNLV covered last week shockingly, right? I couldn't believe they did against Arizona State. Arizona State called off the dogs. Old Dominion, you know, got whooped. They didn't cover last week. Terry Bowden's Louisiana Monroe's ball club, my favorite team, Akron Bowling Green from the MAC. UMass could always be last if we wanted them to. New Mexico State and UConn rounded out. I don't think the book has gotten UConn's number right so far this season.
Well, UConn can't score. I mean, they may not get past the 50. I mean, that team right now is in such dire straits. You mentioned Boston College and Temple. Let's go ahead and take a look at that one. That one's interesting to me. BC on the road at Temple. Number open 16.5. Bet all the way down to 14.5, and I'm seeing 15s pop up. Boston College on the road at Temple, laying somewhere right around 15, Michael.
Well, I think part of this is, too, is Boston College lost their pro-style quarterback, right? So they lost him to his wrist injury, and now they've got to go back to Junkover, the kid that was there before, kind of a more of a college type player. So I think that's why this is reflective in the line. But I like Halfley's team here, I really do. I think they'll be able to rally around him. And you know, look, the injury, it was really kind of a hard injury for the kid. But there'll be 10 people at the financial field. I mean, Temple playing home doesn't really mean anything. Right, I think this is a game Boston College will roll. I really do. I think this is an opportunity for them, understanding that Jerkauer, the new quarterback, is a junior. You know, we'll see if he could do anything. Gossert was a kid who's a redshirt freshman. They're going to go with Gossert was the kid who played last year, They're going to go with, I think, Jerkover. I think that's the reason for this line being a little bit low, and I think the uncertainty of that game.
Okay. UNLV, this program, you were here. were here. I'm guessing you were here during the Tark era when Michael Lombardi, or maybe that was right in the middle of it. Weren't you here? Or maybe you were
right
a little bit before.
No, I was right there.
New coach, obviously, at UNLV trying to turn the program around. Expectations for this program should be what, UNLV?
I mean, this should be – look, they have – they're like Louisville. They have facilities. I mean, they have incredible facilities, Patrick. I mean, this is real – when I was there, we had no facilities. You know, they've got a Allegiant Stadium, for an incredible venue to play home games in. They've got their own football. The Fajita family built them a football-only complex. I mean, this program should be an upper-level program. It's a great town to visit. When you start to recruit, it's always about direct flights. How do I get kids from certain areas? You've got to have a specific recruiting plan for UNLV. Iowa State coming off that bad loss to Iowa. I mean, I don't think this line is enough. I think Iowa State will roll this. I think that Matt Campbell's got to get his team fixed. I think he's disappointed what they did offensively last week. This is one of those games where take advantage. It's 32.5. It's a little light because of Arizona State last week was 33. I think Iowa State rolls.
And Arroyo came to Clark County last year, COVID, goes 0-6. He's 0-2, so he's 0-8 straight up. It's just a rough start for Arroyo with this program.
I think it doesn't look like he's got this thing figured out. And I think the patience of the UNLV alumni, as bad as they are, you know, the athletic director who hired Arroyo is no longer there. She's now at the University of Missouri. So he's standing on his own. And he's got to prove it. And I'm disappointed in him in the sense that, you know, we watched Justin Herbert play under his direction. And he got better. And he hit his talent more than he demonstrated his talent. That's always the scary part about coaching.
100%. Ypsilanti invading UMass. How about this one? Eastern Michigan. You see it.
How about Eastern Michigan? What are they?
This is something 18? I never, growing up in Michigan, I never thought I'd say a program that was in danger of folding in Eastern Michigan. They're laying 22 on the road at UMass.
22.
Yikes.
What did it open up at?
Open 18's been bet all the way up to 22.
That's what I thought it was, 18. Initially, I saw it at 18. I loved it at 18. I don't know if you want to go to 22 on it. You're getting the worst of the number. But again, here it is. This is the point of the bottom 10 segment is here's a perfect example of a line that has moved. It opened up at 18. Now it's at 22. UMass is not a good team. Not that Eastern Michigan's a great team, but they've kind of got it going better in the MAC. I mean, they're not a bottom MAC feeder that they once were. And the fact that they're playing on Amherst at campus, I don't think that really matters. This is another example. If you could have gotten that on Monday at 18, this is why you've got to pay attention to these bad teams.
Eastern Michigan can run it. And Boston College doesn't have a running game. They racked up 254 yards on the ground against UMass. So I'd be surprised if UMass can. But although UMass would be able to score a little bit, I'm looking at that over 56, Michael.
There you go. I think that's a good play. I mean, look, like we said on Thursday night, I know the Washington football team has this perception of a great defense. But those were two bad defenses on the field on Thursday night. And the under was at 41, I think it was. You know,
yeah.
And we said on Thursday, play the over because when you get bad defenses against mediocre offenses, you're going to hit the over.
Okay, let's take a look at another team here. Michael's rankings, you see the bottom 10, FIU, Temple, UNLV, ODU. ODU, speaking of which, Heinicke. You just talked about him,
yeah.
Heinicke. Six.
No, and Ricky Ron, the head coach at Old Dominion, is trying to get that program going back. And I think, you know, look, it's going to take some time. I don't mean to just attack these programs, but they're not very good right now. Terry Bowden at University of Louisiana Monroe, they're trying to get it going back again. UMass is in the second year with their head coach, but I think when you look at this, there's a play to get some money to get the right side of the number.
And ODU headed to Liberty. Liberty open 26.
I love Liberty here.
It's a tough spot for ODU.
Liberty here. I love Liberty. I think Hugh Freeze has got to get it going a little bit, and I think he needs about a 35-point win here.
All right, there you see it. And they have been bet Michael's way, 26. I just saw 27 pop up. Actually, Circus sitting Liberty, 27.5. A total open 54.
See?
It's come down to 53. Go ahead, Michael.
I mean, I think this is what happens is these numbers, they come out, and you've got to just jump on them when you see them.
100%. Now, there's the bot and the UConn sitting there at number. Will UConn lose the number one spot at any point this season in Michael Lombardi's bottom 10?
I don't think so. I think they're there for good. I think they're there for good.
They didn't even have the, hey, new coach, maybe there's going to be a jolt after.
No,
they didn't even have that boost last week, right? I mean, it's just absolutely trounced. They cannot move the football.
No. They can't. I mean, they played – I mean, the Fresno State game, Fresno State didn't do anything in the first quarter, and they covered easily.
100%. Now, we have a minute or so here. We're going to get TG coming up in just a bit. We've got we're going to run the board with Josh Applebaum. Way too early Heisman odds. I just want you to take a look and tell me what you think of these players and potentially what you think of them projecting to the next level as far as the NFL. Matt Corral is, and again, do you know the total today? Ole Miss is set at like 76, which no surprise, a genius.
I mean, Tulane, Willie Frisch's team in Tulane's good now. I mean,
they can light
it up. What's that line on that game? I know we want to talk Heisman, but that's a game that, you know, Tulane's finally got back. I mean, Tulane's well coached. But I love
let's
Matt
talk
Corral.
About this game then. Let's
really
talk about
good.
It.
You know, I think he's really a good coach. I think he'll have his team ready to play. I think Ole Miss, this could be a peek ahead game for them.
Okay.
You know, this could be one of those peek ahead type games. I like Corral, whether he's a high. I mean, if he goes in and beats Alabama, you got to think about him for the Heisman.
Well, let's talk about the game. You mentioned it. Tulane, who's been displaced. I think they just got home last week. I mean, just a terrible situation down there. Tulane at Mississippi, Oxford today. This is a late game. Mississippi open 14. A couple books have it 14.5. Most still sitting there at 14. I mentioned the total. Total open 73. No surprise here. Been bet up, but bet up all the way to 77 at Circa.
I mean, look, Tulane played Oklahoma as well as you could play them. And if, what do we think of Oklahoma? You know, here's how bad that we've gone. Oklahoma is playing Nebraska, which when I was a kid was always, I think, played around Thanksgiving, and it was must-see TV, even though it was going to be a 6-3 score or 10-10. They're playing today for the first time in a while, and we haven't even talked about the game. But Tulane played Oklahoma really well. They played them really well. I think Ole Miss, this will be a tough challenge for Ole Miss, especially thinking they're so good they're going to look ahead to the game. But Corral, it gives that offense that uniqueness that we saw against Louisville in the opening game without their coach. Warren Sapp was the designated coach.
Nebraska's in Norman to take on Oklahoma. That number right now is 22.5.
Can you imagine that?
R.I.P.
I was like to be a Nebraska
program.
Alum.
Oh my God. Total of 63.
Oh,
Black shirts, where you at? Coming up next, Thomas Gable joins us here. Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSIN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, expert picks, 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits, money and ticket percentages. That really is an upgrade over at vsin.com/subscribe. We give it all to you for just $22. Okay, sign up now at vsin.com/subscribe. $22. You got to invest some money to make some. And that's really a pittance because this information is just invaluable. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Saturday here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network, the Lombardi Line. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSIN studios here at the South Point. We head out to the Borgata. Of course, Michael Lombardi, the big guy, is there. He's getting ready for the spread later as Bill Berman has the tri-tips cooking. But we see, hey, TG, how you feeling, man? I know last weekend you were in such a good mood. The book's cleaned up. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I mean, listen, when you had a weekend like that, I mean, It's nice.
Do you think
nice.
You're going to get another weekend like that? I mean,
not that whole percentage that we had. No. Listen, we held a very, very high percentage last weekend, and that's not something that's going to be duplicated.
But the interest is still back again. I mean, I look at these ticket counts on these games. I mean, they seem to be higher and higher every single week.
All you can do from this side of the counter is hope that you continue to churn through that handle and get the bets in, and that's all. Let things lie as they go. So
yeah, he's sandbagging a little bit there. Hey, are you headed to, and I want to know where, and Michael called out this game earlier, Michigan State, Miami, down in Miami. 6.5, but Josh just texted we're headed to 7 with Miami laying it. Are you headed to 7?
We're at 7.
Okay,
we're
gotcha.
At 7 here.
Gotcha.
In this. Yeah, so I was just talking to Michael off air about this one. This is a Josh special, I think, right?
He's, yeah, it is a Josh special, which is the, you know, Josh has got his utility belt on because this is a typical reverse Josh special.
Yeah.
Josh never likes nice favorites. But now because of all the movement to Miami, but, you know, and Michigan State getting all the play, moving the line, now Josh is going to go on Miami.
Yeah. So you saw in their opener, can you hear me?
Yeah,
in their opener there, you saw Michigan State against Northwestern. They really rotated heavily on the defensive side of the ball there, showing their depth there, linebacker, defensive line. This is going to be their toughest test yet here against Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. Now, Miami hasn't exactly had a sterling start to the season either. They were manhandled by Alabama there in week one. Managed to squeak by App State 25-23 last weekend. But I think this game, more than anything, is going to go a long way in showing us who Miami really is this year.
Yeah, I do too. I think, I mean, Manny Diaz is, look, and you got De'Aaron King, you've got a chance to score points. And we're going to find out how good Michigan State is. I know the Northwestern win sounded impressive, but we know Northwestern goes up and down based on the recruiting classes that they have. You know, and so how good is Michigan State? We're going about to find out today at 12 o'clock. And a lot of people seem to think that they're going to play this one really close. It seems to be a popular public pick.
It is, yeah. Definitely Michigan State is a popular public dog in this one. The total, just a quick note on this, the total has also increased here. We opened this total 55. We actually took a $75,000 wager on the over yesterday when it was 56.5. So now it's up to 57.5. So you're seeing this total increase here.
As far as running the football, nobody's better in the FBS. Now, I know it was against Akron and Alabama State, Thomas Gable, but Auburn's been awesome. 10 yards a carry, Bigsby and Hunter, they head to Happy Valley. Fascinated to hear the number, and where's the money going there at the Borgata?
So Penn State's laying 5 at the moment here for the whiteout game. Total is 52.5. So we open this game, Penn State laying 6.5, total 52.5. Most of the ticket count is on Penn State here, as to be expected, but only 52% of the money. So very balanced money on this game. This is Auburn's first Big Ten road game since 1931.
Wow.
Since 1931.
Wow, that's a great number.
They played
right
Wisconsin in 1931.
Wow.
So,
did you enjoy that game, Thomas?
I think that I was only 2 then when that happened. So Auburn has not played any decent defense, though, this year, and we know that. And this is going to be a very tough place to play. Bo Nix has struggled in big games on the road. On the road, he has a 13-12 touchdown interception ratio in his first 2 seasons, whereas the ratio at home is 15-1. And against this tough Penn State defense and a hostile crowd that's going to be there, they're going to be fired up for prime time, tailgating all day there in Happy Valley. I just think Penn State should be able to pull this one out here. Sean Clifford definitely plays better at home.
Yep.
For Penn State, I just think it's too big of a spot here for Auburn.
I think this Penn State's offense has got potential to be really good. I throw the ball down the field. They've got the receivers.
Great
to make
skill.
Play.
Great, you know, skill position.
So, yeah, I think. But Auburn. I mean, I think we're going to find out if Harsin's passing game. I know they can run the football, but Harsin's there because I think the Auburn alum wanted to see a pro-style passing game. That's why he got this job. It didn't fit hiring a coach from Boise State to Auburn. It doesn't make sense. But what makes sense is for them to compete, they needed a passing game, and Gussie didn't have one, and Harsin does.
2 fan bases that can't stand their quarterback, Bo Nix in Auburn and Penn State and Clifford. There's so much consternation. Now, the American, last year, Tulsa was awesome. Tulsa probably should have beaten Oklahoma State last week in Stillwater. You've got a big bet, Ohio State, Tulsa. You got a big bet on the under here, 61.
I love that.
Yeah, under of 61. Total in this, we've moved off of that now down to 60. Ohio State laying 25.5 in this game. So obviously a big spread in this. After the loss to Oregon last week, how will Ohio State respond here today? I think they're going to come in here angry. Tulsa comes in with 0-2, losses to UC Davis and Oklahoma State. They've really struggled on defense this year. They're allowing 354 yards per game defensively. Just doesn't bode well for them.
I'm shocked this number's only 25. I really am.
Yeah.
I thought this would be a 30-point number. I really do. I mean, Tulsa's almost qualifies for my bottom 10.
Well, and plus, I think Ohio State needs some style points here today.
No doubt
that's
they
a good point. That's a good point.
And you know, Day is all over the defensive staff for their letdown against Oregon. And so I think this is a route. I'd like the under here, too, because I don't think Tulsa's going to score any points. I think Tulsa is really going to have a hard time protecting. I think they're going to – I mean, Tulsa's just not where – I mean, they lost too many guys. I mean, let's be honest. I'm all over I'm all over Ohio State today.
Well, Thomas Gable very much does not want the under to cash there, as he's got a huge bet on the under in that matchup. All right, let's do this. Alabama, Florida, and the Swamp. The look ahead in May I have at 11. Fill me in on this one.
Yeah, we actually opened this 13 back in May here.
Okay.
So 14.5 now. Currently, all Alabama money, tickets, everything is going Alabama's way here at the counter. So first road game here for Bryce Young. He'll be facing Florida secondary, three new starters. For Florida, Emory Jones already has thrown 4 interceptions in 2 games. Expect Anthony Richardson certainly to get a decent amount of time there at quarterback for Florida. The last 15 games where Alabama has been a double-digit favorite, they are 11-4 ATS. Someone asked me earlier, isn't this line too high here with this game being played in Florida? And Florida stayed right with the Crimson Tide in the 2020 SEC title game last year. I have to say no. Bama should be a 2-touchdown favorite here. And remember, 3 offensive starters from that Florida team last year are currently in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but I just think, to me, the Swamp's a hard place to play, and Bryce Young's never – we haven't seen him do it yet. We're taking a huge leap of faith that he's going to go in there and just – and I think Todd Grantham's defense will be a little bit complex. I know Billy O'Brien has seen it before. He's watched it. But I don't know. I think these are the games that there shouldn't be a 2-touchdown between these 2 programs. I know Alabama's great, but Florida's got a great program, a great school. They recruit, and whether they have young players or old players, they're usually good players.
Well, right now the public is laying the 14.5.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, be on the side of the public.
Can I ask you about Purdue Notre Dame? So we've got mostly 7.5s off the 7 opener.
Yeah.
Obviously Notre Dame shaky last week. Here comes Purdue. Brahm on the hot seat. What do you got?
Yes, 7.5 here is what we have this currently. As you said, opened 7. 58.5 is where we opened this total. Very even ticket count, very even money on this game. So I think people just don't really know what to make of Notre Dame at this point.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think Notre Dame had the letdown against Toledo. We'll find out of this. Real quick, how about Oklahoma-Nebraska? I love Oklahoma to just shellack Nebraska today. Where are you on this one?
Yeah, the 27.5 is...
You're at 27.5?
27.5 is where we're currently at with that. And the people are laying the points there with Oklahoma.
What do we have, Pat?
I got 22.5.
Look, I'd be all over that. If you can get to the app.
I'm sorry. I misread it. We are 22.5.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to take the 27.5, even though I don't like this Nebraska team, Thomas. take my money on a marker. Well, listen, continued abundance and success for you there at the Sportsbook. I know you've been in a good mood, and we like to see you in a good mood with all those wins.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
You know that.
I'm writing my book over here. Thomas Gable, Racing Sportsbook Director, Borgata, stop by, say hi. Next, we're going to run the board with Michael Lombardi and Josh Applebaum. Get you some picks on a Saturday.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Thanks, Brent. VSiN 100, that's the code. Remember, BetMGM, they're giving you free money. Sign up now. Bet $1, win 100. It's pretty good. BetMGM.com or download the app. It's new bettors. It's free money. No, seriously, it is. So go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Hashtag what's the spread as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line on a Saturday. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. We're going to run the board, give you a bunch of picks. There you see it. Michael Lombardi. This is from Frank at I Have a Steak, which is an apropos handle on Twitter. But check out that spread. I'd like to hear your analysis. That's pretty good right there.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. That is really good.
Are those double stuff Oreos? What do you got?
I mean, you can circle that wagon right there and get anything you need right there. You got it all. I mean, you don't have to move to get it. You don't have to go anywhere to get the dessert. You got everything you need right in front of you. Pretty good, Frank. That's well done.
That's very well done. As we bring in Josh Applebaum, Frank also let us know his pick today is West Virginia laying the 2. Josh, I know
like
you're
it,
there.
Frank. Look at Frank.
How about that?
I mean, Frank.
How about that, Josh?
Is Frank
I'm
sharp?
I'm loving it, guys. Frank does seem sharp. Frank might be from Des Moines here, Michael, with that play right there. But that guy's is one of Pro vs. Joe play we talked about. You know, why is an unranked team favored against a ranked team? These are one of those pitfalls that I think a lot of public bettors fall into. Obviously, you know, West Virginia could get rolled, but I think the point here is identifying these mismatch spots are really important. Guys, just a couple updates. And Michael, I want to get your take on a game we didn't hit on. A player close to your heart, Sam Howell, UNC in Virginia. There's an interesting move there. Yeah. But guys, updates as we get closer here. Miami, Florida is going to -7. As we mentioned, if you can still find a 6.5, again, everyone loading up Michigan State, yet line going to Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida looks pretty sharp here. Florida against Alabama, guys. Interesting thing here. The hook was out there, +14.5 with Florida. It's coming down to 14. So it looks like, you know, again, if you want Florida, you need that hook there. It's dropping a little bit. Michael, you guys talked about the over. That would be a hot over system match. You've seen that thing rise 57.5 up to almost 60 now at this point. I got some contrarian plays if you want to be a gross hazmat wear. Really, really lopsided plays. Indiana getting 4 versus Cincinnati. That would be an unranked versus ranked home dog opportunity. Buffalo is interesting. Everybody's pounding Coastal Carolina, guys. Coastal open -11. Now they're up to -14. That's a 3-point move. That's pretty big if you want to buy low on Buffalo now at this point. Some late night games that are really lopsided. Looking at BYU, you had Arizona open up, Arizona State like 2.5, got all the way up to 3.5 or 4. You've seen a little bit of buyback on the 4 or 3.5 here with BYU late night. Vandy is another gross one here, guys, but they open +11 versus Stanford. Everybody betting Stanford. You can now get Vandy +13. The Dukies, if you can find them 3, they're down to 2.5 at some shops, but everyone betting Northwestern, and yet Duke's kind of stayed there. If you can, the 3 is key there if you want to bet Duke. Some sharp plays. We talked about Washington State, 8.5 down to 7.5 versus USC. Oklahoma State, 4.5 to 3.5 at Boise. Auburn continues to look sharp, guys, 6.5 down to 5. But the one I want to ask you, Michael, is this Virginia-UNC game, because you're seeing a lot of respected money hit Virginia here. This would be that unranked versus ranked kind of road conference dog line move. You'll get unranked versus ranked road conference dogs. They're 53%. ATS the last decade. But Michael, this game open, a lot of shops, UNC -9. It's fallen down to 7.5 pretty much across the board. What do you think? Is that number too high, or would you want to buy low on UNC now?
Look, I think Virginia's a really good team. I think Virginia's a really good team, and I think they've proven it to us. And I think that North Carolina, there's some doubts about North Carolina. There's no question that Sam Howell's really good, but how good is the rest of the team? We've seen North Carolina go through it. They were supposed to come out offensively and be explosive against Virginia Tech. That didn't happen. I am not surprised that people are taking Virginia and the line is moving towards them. I'm not surprised at all, because I don't think we've seen North Carolina demonstrate that they are very good at this point in the season. We don't know how good that. We know Sam Howell's good. How good is That's, how good are
it.
They?
They lost all their skill, Michael. Their 2 top receivers,
no, I
two
know.
Top running backs are in the NFL. We just expected Sam Howell to run it back. He doesn't have the skill he had last year. That's factual.
Yeah, no, and we've talked about Bronco Mendenhall. I mean, I think he does a great job at this going in there. This is a game that should get more spotlight than it has, because there's so many good games. This is one I'm going to make sure I'm watching today.
Okay, fellas, I got kicks here in about 11 minutes, so let's start with some of these early games, Michael. I'm going to throw a game at you. You give me a play, and Josh will go to you next. Michigan State, Sparty, at Miami. It's up to 7, Michael. Which way are you going?
I'm going to take Miami. I'm not sold on Michigan State. I'm really not. And I think the heat and humidity will melt them. I think in the fourth quarter, they'll be running a quicksand.
Okay, you can find 6.5 if you like Miami. Josh, most books are up to 7 now.
Yeah, I'm with Michael on this one. I think Miami, again, in that really undervalued spot. We, you know, hit on it at the start of the show. We'll hit on it at the end. I love dogs that are gross. When dogs become popular, they lose their value. Everyone loading up on MSU, yet all movement toward Miami, 6.5, 6. Now inching to 7. Try to find a 6.5 if you can. Give me Miami there. I think this is a step up in competition for Michigan State. I like the U here at home.
Michael Lombardi, you want the MAC? I'll give it to you. Northern Illinois at
the
Big House, Michigan. Michigan's laying 27, hosting Northern Illinois.
I'm going to go Michigan here. Northern Illinois is not very good. I'm going to go here. I think this number, I think Michigan has got that ability. The way they steamrolled Western Michigan lets me to believe they're going to steamroll Northern Illinois.
Josh?
Oh, man, this is tough for me. I'll go Northern Illinois because it's gross. Hasn't really moved much off 27.5. But, guys, what I like here is the under. Maybe a lower-scoring game. Michigan, not as explosive offensively. Pretty good defense. I don't know how much Northern Illinois is going to score on them. Open 56, down to, like, 54.5. Like, kind of like the under in that one.
Okay, Mac, let's go Coastal at Buffalo. 14. Josh mentioned this matchup. Michael, we'll start with you. Coastal laying 14 at Buffalo.
I think Coastal's really good. I think Buffalo's lost a lot of players. They had 7 kids transferred to Kansas when their coach left. I'm going to go with Coastal Carolina here.
Josh?
Am I confident in Buffalo? Not at all, but I got to play Buffalo at this number, guys. Open minus 11, now to 14. Some books may be getting back down to 13.5, but again, to me, if you bet Coastal early, you're feeling good beating the closing line. If you're at the number now, I think that to me, it's Buffalo 14 or layoff.
They kept their coach. Grayson McCall is back under center for Coastal, returned a ton of starters. It's a good football team at Coastal down there, right outside of what? Myrtle. It's in Myrtle Beach, actually.
It is.
Myrtle Beach. Michael, you've mentioned this one, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Like I said, Thomas said 27. If I could get to 27.5, I'll take it, but that's not the number. Oklahoma's laying 22.5, hosting Nebraska.
I think this is personal. I think this is a rivalry game that I think that Oklahoma wants to demonstrate. It's in Norman. I think Oklahoma plays well. I think they've got their wake-up call versus Tulane, and I think this is one. Look, we saw Nebraska go in to play Illinois and couldn't beat them. And they've done nothing to demonstrate that they're – I mean, beating Fordham for me with Nebraska, that didn't win me over. I'm going to go here, Oklahoma, and lay the points.
Another gross one for me, guys. I'll go Nebraska or nothing here. It's a really lopsided play toward Oklahoma. Kind of stayed where it's at, 22, 22.5. But another one here where I like the total better. If you look at this one, guys, if you want to root for points, open 61.5 up to around 62.5, 63. Going to be a hot day. Maybe get some points in that one.
Not just New Year's 6, but just a dangerous team for the group. That's Cincinnati. Cincinnati, Michael, Circa just moved to 4. So Cincinnati's at Indiana. Everybody's 3.5. We're starting to see a movement upwards to 4.
I like Cincy here. Josh, I disagree with you. If you take Indiana, I don't see it being a hazmat play. I mean, Indiana had a lot of things going on, you know, for their season. They were favored. I mean, everybody was taking them against Iowa in the opener. And this is a home team. You know, this is a home game for in Bloomington. You know, I'm leaning towards – I would take Indiana as the home dog. I really would. I think I'm going to take Indiana as the home dog. Okay. I'll talk myself into it.
I love it, Michael. I got a seat on the, and I agree with you. It's not totally hazmat, but I'm with you. Indiana guys, you know, really heavy betting here. This is one of the most lopsided plays of the day. Everybody's betting Cincinnati here. They open 3, 3.5, get to 4. And when you're at that 4 now, I think there's a lot of value buying low on Indiana at home. We still remember them, you know, getting rolled in that opener against Iowa. I think you're buying low on this team. And again, return a lot of starters. I'm going to see maybe it's a field goal game here. I like the 4 if we can find it.
BYU upset.
Yeah,
you. Go ahead, Michael.
I do think Tom Allen's a really good coach.
I agree.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. BYU upset in the Holy War, Utah, so they're ranked. Arizona State comes to town. This is a good matchup. That's late tonight, 10:15 your time, Michael. Arizona State laying 3.5.
I'm going to take Arizona State and lay the points. I saw BYU play Arizona. I was shocked they were able to dominate in the trenches against Utah and Charlie Brewer. That was an impressive win, but I'm still not sold on BYU. Arizona State, to me, was looking ahead last week at UNLV. This is the game I think they have to show up.
Josh, open 2.5, Arizona State, bet up to 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go BYU in this game, guys. Kind of a classic, you know, 10:15, super heavily bet, Saturday night, late night, everyone loading up Arizona State. Now, Arizona State did take some respected money. I think when they opened minus 2.5, you had wise guys lay the 2.5 early, but this thing got all the way to minus 4. You had a lot of plus 4 BYU buyback at 3.5. I'll take BYU in this one, guys. It kind of reminds me of like a bigger number against that Utah line last week. Just BYU at home is an unpopular dog.
Okay, guys, 45 seconds just to play. Alabama at Florida, Michael. Alabama's lane 14.
I'm going to take Florida. And I love Kent State plus 22. I love Central Michigan versus LSU too.
Okay, Josh, Alabama.
Oh, man, I don't want to bang my head against the wall of Saban. He's 56% ATS with Alabama, but I got to go Florida here, guys. Heavy bet. Everyone's laying with Alabama yet. 15.5, 14, kind of around there. Try to find the hook. I like the over, though, guys. I think we can get some points here. A lot of these books, you know, open around 57.5 up to 60 now at this point.
Okay. Fellas, enjoy your Saturday. Michael, enjoy the spread.
We got the NFL tomorrow, Patrick.
We do?
I can't wait.
Right. We do. Looking forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow
morning
here on the Lombardi Line. Josh, enjoy your Saturday as well. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.